自由的生活啊，其中有一个啊有一个观念。
In the life of freedom, there's a concept.
啊，就是啊，不必要每一件事情都得胜。
That is not necessarily we have to overcome and be victorious in everything.
啊，但是啊，我们能够自由的每一件事情都很尽心、很努力的去做。
But if we can put all our efforts and heart into doing everything.
啊，我们都知道，你很认真、很努力去做的事情，它不一定都会是第一。
We know that although we may have put a lot of effort into doing all our things, but we may not be the first place.
那如果我们非得要第一，那我们就失去了自由。
And if we want to be the first place, we may lose freedom.
啊，但是有一样啊，我们是一定能够得胜的。
However, there's one thing that we are certain that we can be victorious.
我们请看哥林多后书第二章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因为认识基督而有的香气。
Verse 14, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
在这一节里头，这个保罗提到两件事情。
In this verse, Paul mentions two things.
在中文圣经里头，第一件事情呢，是在基督耶稣里头夸胜得胜。
First is to be triumphant in Christ Jesus.
那第二件事情啊，就是有这个基督的香气。
And second is to have the fragrance of the Lord.
我们带着主耶稣基督所给我们的权柄跟能力。
We with the power and the authority of God.
所以我们可以带给人得救的恩典。
We can bring to people the salvation.
我们也可以带给人神公义的审判。
We can also bring to people the justice of God.
那在我们自己的生活当中呢？我们能够常常得着这个胜利。
And in our daily life, we can often victor.
我们生活当中充满着各种不同的遭遇，不同的境况。
Our lives are full of different situations.
但是在基督耶稣里头，在任何的境况之下，我们都能够是夸胜的。
However, in all circumstances, we can be victorious.
那在哥林多后书第二章，保罗所说的在基督里头的夸胜，指的是什么呢
？And here in 2 Corinthians, what is this triumph?
保罗主要讲的就是能够胜过魔鬼的诡计跟作为。
Paul wanted to express that which is to overcome Satan's schemes.
无论在好的环境，在不好的环境，只要我们想要做一个真正的基督徒，我们就会有这个征战。
Regardless the situation we're in, as long as we want to be a Christian, we will face these tribulations.
这个征战就是来自于这个撒旦的这种攻击。
And this war comes from Satan.
所以在星期三晚上的家庭聚会有个弟兄他有提醒大家要留意着这个魔鬼的诡计。
In Wednesday night's family service, there was a brother who reminded us that we need to be careful of Satan's work.
那主耶稣拣选我们在他里头，就是要让我们能够胜过魔鬼的诡计跟作为。
And God chose us to be within Him.For us to overcome Satan.
我们请看哥林多后书第二章十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁。我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们赦免的。
Verse 10. If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven the.In the sight of Christ for your sake.
在这里保罗提到接纳以及赦免。
Paul here mentions acceptance and forgiveness.
那为什么保罗提到这个事情呢
？And why did Paul mention this?
十一节。
Verse 11.
免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
这里十一节说，我们不会让撒旦得着机会来胜过我们。
Verse 11 says that we will not be overcome by Satan.
所以在基督里头夸胜，保罗主要在讲的就是胜过这个魔鬼的作为。
Therefore, to be victorious in Christ, that is to overcome Satan's schemes.
那为什么能够胜过魔鬼的作为呢？
And how are we to victor over Satan?
在第二章的第四节告诉我们说，因为弟兄姐妹之间能够彼此的了解，互相的信任。
In chapter 2, verse 4, it says that because in Christ, brethren are able to understand each other.
在第九节提到说，我们凡事都顺服真理。
And in verse 9, it says that we submit to truth in everything.
还有刚才第十节说到的，在基督里头，我们彼此的来接纳，来赦免。
And also in verse 10, it says we accept everyone in Christ.
那再看第二章的十七节。
Please read verse 17.
十七节保罗就讲到说，这个我们为主耶稣工作，我们是诚诚实实的来做工。
Verse 17 says that when we do work for God, we do it with all honesty.
那所以保罗因为有，如果能够有以上保罗所提到的这些，那么我们就一定能够胜过魔鬼的作为。
If we possess all these qualities that Paul mentions here, then we will definitely overcome Satan.
这是那个结果，胜过，能够胜过撒旦的作为。
To victor over Satan is the result.
那我们来想想看，那为什么保罗他这么肯定的说到说能够在基督里头来夸胜？
And if we to think about it, how is Paul so confident that we can victor over Satan?
那一定是保罗啊，他在基督里头，他总是来胜过这个撒旦的诡计跟作为。
It must be that Paul always victorious over Satan.
那我们来看看保罗为什么能够在基督里头来夸胜。
And let's take a look at how Paul victor over Satan.
那这也可以成为我们在基督里头夸胜。
And that will be the reason that we can do the same.
第一个，这个保罗啊，他过着这个凡事谢恩的生活。
First is that Paul lives a life of thanksgiving.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，保罗说这是神对每一个人一个普遍性的旨意。
In First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, here mentions that this is a will that God has for everyone.
保罗说我们要凡事谢恩，因为这是神的旨意。
Paul says that we need to give thanks always because this is the will of God.
一个能够过着凡事谢恩的人，他就能够拥有在基督里头的夸胜。
For a person to give thanks always, then we can live a life of victorious.
那为什么说我们能够凡事都谢恩呢？
And how are we to give thanks always?
我们常常说在顺利的时候，有些人会忘了谢恩，但是绝大部分的我们都会谢恩的。
Oftentimes, some people may have forgotten to give thanks when they are their life is smooth sailing.
因为我们总是不敢忘记神的恩典。
But most of us do not forget because we dare not to forget God's grace.
所以当我们平安顺利，我们有所成就的时候，我们总是向神谢恩。
Therefore, when we achieve something, we often would give thanks to God.
但是在不顺利、在试炼当中也能够谢恩，这是为什么？
However, in tribulations and trials, we can also give thanks. Why is that?
在试炼当中，我们还是可以记得过去的那一些得胜的时候。
In trials, we are able to remember the times when we victor.
我们请看创世纪四十五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪四十五章第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节，神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留遗种在世上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。
Verse 7. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
第八节这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。他又使我如法老的父，做他全家的主，并埃及全地的宰相。
8. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt.
这个约瑟已经享受了一段长时间的很平顺、很成功。
Until here, Joseph has lived a very peaceful and successful life.
突然间，他的哥哥们在他的面前出现。
All of a sudden, his brothers appeared.
这个对他来讲是一个很大的，对他的内心是一个很大的冲击。
And to him, this was a great, great attack.
本来他已经忘记了过去的那些苦、那些仇恨。
Originally, he has already forgotten all the grief and sorrow from the past.
哇，现在突然又被挑起这些过去的苦、过去的恨。
And now his brothers reminded him of all the sorrow.
哇，这个是对约瑟来讲是一个很难受的时间，是一个试炼。
And to Joseph, this is a time of great trial. 哦，
他要怎么做
？What should he do？
他怎么来对待这些害过他的哥哥们
？How should he treat the brothers who once put him to harm？
啊，在这个时候，约瑟他能够胜过了。
But at this time, Joseph was able to overcome.
因为他对神感谢。
Because he gave thanks to God.
因为他想到过去虽然有苦难，但是一路来神给他的恩典。
Because he remembered that although through this path he had great tribulations, however God gave him grace.
所以遇到试炼、遇到困难都会有的。
Therefore, it is normal for us to meet up with troubles.
让我们也去记得过去的神的恩典、神给我们的胜利，我们就仍然能够感谢神。
And if we are able to remember God's grace and His love, then we will be able to be thanksgiving.
不但这样子，虽然在艰难当中，我们还是可以去记得神给我们的应许。
And although we are in sorrow and tribulations, we can still remember God's promise.
在保罗的传道过程当中，遇到很多的危险，遇到很多的困难跟患难。
Throughout Paul's missionary journeys, he met up with many difficulties.
但是保罗总是存着一个感谢的心。
However, he always had a thankful heart.
因为他总是记得神对他的应许。
Because he always remembered God's promise to him.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 22.
《使徒行传》二十二章十七节。
17:17。
十七节，后来我回到耶路撒冷，在殿里祷告的时候，魂游向外。
17:When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance.
这里保罗在回忆他蒙主耶稣拣选之后所发生的一些事情。
Paul here was reflecting the period of time after he was chosen by God.
十八节，看见主向我说，你赶紧离开耶路撒冷，不可迟延，因为你为我做的见证，在这里的人必不领受。
18:And saw the Lord speaking, quick, he said to me, leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me.
这个耶路撒冷是一个很重要的一个城市。
The city of Jerusalem is a very important place.
要传讲耶稣的福音，就是要到这里来传。
If you were to speak and preach the gospel, you have to be here.
但是主耶稣却告诉保罗说，你要离开这里。
However, God told Paul to leave.
19节。
19.
我就说，主啊，他们知道我从前把信你的人收在监里，又在各会堂里鞭打他们。
19. Lord, I replied, these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you.
这是一个福音的重要的祭典，怎么能够轻易的放弃呢？
This is an important gathering place for those who want to listen to this gospel. How can I leave this place so easily?
所以保罗啊，就想要留下来。
Therefore, Paul wanted to stay.
所以他就跟主耶稣来讲理由。
He argued with God.
二十节。
20.
并且你的见证人斯提缓被害流血的时候，我也站在旁边欢喜，又看守害死他之人的衣裳。
20, and when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him.
保罗的意思就是说，在这里啊，我是主耶稣您最大的见证人。
Paul means that here I'm the greatest and the only one witness of you.
从我的过去的作为跟我现在的改变，这就是为主耶稣可以做最大的见证。
From my past doings until a person that I have changed into, then this is the greatest witness for you.
21节
21.
主向我说，你去吧，我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去。
Then the Lord said to me, Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.
这是主耶稣给保罗的应许和使命。
This is the promise and mission that God has given to Paul.
主耶稣说，我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去。
God said that I will send you into the Gentiles.
那保罗真的在外邦的地区来传扬主耶稣的福音。
And Paul did eventually preach his God's gospel in Gentile land.
他遇到了很多的逼迫，很多的艰难困苦。
He encountered many persecutions and tribulations.
但是他没有退缩，他心中总是还充满着对主耶稣的感谢。
However, he did not withdraw because he was thankful to God.
因为在这艰难的当中，他记得主耶稣给他的应许。
Because during these hardships, he remembered the promise that God gave him.
主耶稣差遣保罗说：“你往外邦人那里去。”
God told him to go into the Gentiles.
在那种很艰难的时刻里头，保罗也体会到这个主耶稣的恩典够我用。
In times of hardships, Paul remembered that God's grace is sufficient for him.
所以保罗他总是能够存着一个感谢的心。
Therefore, he could always have a thanksgiving heart.
所以他能够对人生有很多的突破。
And that is why he had many achievements throughout his life.
甚至他能够来胜过撒旦的作为。
To the point that he's able to overcome Satan's schemes.
为什么保罗能够在基督耶稣里头来夸胜？
And how is Paul able to victor over Satan in Christ?
因为他依靠神，心里非常的坚定。
Because he relied on God in order to have a firm faith.
请看提摩太后书第一章。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节，为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所托付他的，直到那日。
12. That is why I'm suffering as I am, yet I'm not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
从外在上来看，大家看到的就是保罗他总是遇到困难，他总是被逼迫。
From the surface, everyone sees that Paul was always persecuted.
那保罗他也很坦白啊，也很坦白的说啊，我为了主耶稣呢，我受这些苦难。
And boldly, Paul said that because of Christ's sake, he encountered all these tribulations.
但是保罗他也说到说，我知道我所信的是谁。
But he also said that I know whom I have believed.
我所信的，我知道我能够依靠他。
I know I can rely on the one whom I believed.
所以无论在任何的境况之下，他不但感谢，而且他站立得稳，他非常的坚固。
Therefore, in all circumstances, he is able to stand firm.
因为他知道交在神的手中，神必定能够保守。
Because he knows that entrusting into God's hand, he will be able to be preserved.
在我们生活当中有很多事情是非常的重要。
In our lives, there are many important things.
在这些很重要的事项里头， 生命又是最重要的。
And in throughout amongst all these things, the most important is our life.
哦，那保罗的那一种对神的信靠啊，就是他已经将生命交在神的手中，他也知道神能够保守他的生命。
And the reliance that God, Paul has toward God is that he knows he can trust God and entrust his life to God's hand.
哦，所以环境并不能来动摇他。
Therefore, physical environments will not move him.
哦，他所遭遇的事情并不能打倒他。
The things that he encountered cannot defeat him.
好，我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's read chapter 4 of 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见，我也从狮子口里被救出来。
17, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it, and I was delivered from the lion's mouth.
这是保罗人生的最后的阶段。
This is in the last stage of Paul's life.
他很有把握，他要得荣耀。
He was very confident that he will receive glory.
但是在现实这个时候，他却非常的孤单的。
However, at this stage, at this time of his life, he was lonely.
没有听到称赞的声音，没有听到鼓掌的声音。
He no longer hear praises.
很多人都离开他了。
Everyone or a lot of people left him.
想要帮助他的也没有办法来接近他。
And those who want to help him could not draw near to him.
但是保罗还是信靠神，心里坚固。
However, Paul still relied on God and stand firm in his faith.
在这个书信里头，他说这个时候就只有主耶稣，他站在我的旁边。
In this epistle, he said that only God stood by my side.
我感谢他，他对我的应许都一一的来实现了。
I thank him for his promises, which have all come true.
靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我真的将福音带到外邦去。
And through God's grace and His gospel, that I can bring it to Gentiles.
在很多的危险里头，主耶稣他也救拔了我。
In my hardships and dangers, God has rescued me.
十八节。
18.
主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进到他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
其实保罗在这个时候他是在等着被处死。
Actually, at this time, Paul was waiting to be put to death.
但是保罗他深深的相信主必救我。
However, Paul believed that God will rescue me.
救我脱离这个诸般的凶恶。
From every evil attack.
最大的凶恶的事情就是死。
And the greatest evil attack is death.
保罗已经知道他会被处死。
He knew that he will be he will die.
但是在这样的一个面对这一个可怕的死亡，保罗他仍然是坚定的。
However, when facing this terrible death, he was calm.
这个死亡并不能够打倒他的信仰。
This death will not overcome his faith.
这就是为什么保罗说他相信主必救他脱离这个诸般的凶恶。
This is why Paul said that he know that and he believed that Lord will rescue him from every attack, evil attack.
他已经知道这一次他必死。
He knew that this time he will die for sure.
因为在同样第四章的第六节保罗说我要被浇奠了。
Because in the same chapter, verse 4, that Paul, verse 6, Paul said that he will be poured out.
但是虽然是这样子，他仍然，他在信仰的层面，他仍然站立得稳。
However, in terms of faith, he still stood firm.
因为在人来看，他的生命是没有保障的。
Because in the eyes of men, his life was not secure.
因为他随时会有死亡的威胁。
Because he's facing death and could die at any time.
但是保罗他明白他的生命是最有保障的。
However, Paul knows that his life is the most secure.
为什么？
And why is this?
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，因为我们已经死了，你们的生命已基，你们的啊，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ and God.
啊，当我们接受洗礼的时候，我们跟主耶稣同死同埋葬。
When we received water baptism, we died and buried with Christ.
哦，那带来一个很大的效果。
And that brings a very great effect.
啊，就是让我们的生命跟基督一同藏在。神里面
that is to so that our lives can be hidden with Christ and God.
今天大家都很在意我所处的环境，我所住的地方安不安全，有没有保障？
Every one of us worries whether our lives and the environment that we live in are secure or not.
其实我们的生命是最有保障的。
In fact, our lives are the most secure.
因为这里。说我们的生命跟基督一同藏在神里面。
Because we're hidden with Christ in God.
还有哪里比在神里面更安全？
Where else can we be any safer than in Christ Jesus?
所以难怪保罗他面对着死亡，他不害怕。
And no wonder that Paul was not afraid to die.
所以撒旦的作为不能够让保罗来跌倒或者欺负。
Therefore, Satan's schemes were not able to defeat Paul.
在最孤单的时候，保罗说：“说啊，这个神在我的旁边加给我力量。”
At the time of loneliness, Paul said that God stood by me.
其实这是历代以来的圣徒啊，他们共同有的一个体验跟相信。
And this is one of the common experience that all the saints had.
在有一天早上，以利沙的仆人对以利沙说：“先知啊，糟糕了。”
One morning, Elisha's servant said to Elisha,
说这个我们已经被敌人把我们围住了。”
He said that we are surrounded by our enemies.
以利沙的仆人他非常的紧张，非常的害怕。
And the servant was very anxious.
以利沙对他的仆人说：“跟我们同在的比他们还多。”
Elisha then told his servant that the one who is with me is more than our enemies.
所以他求神开少年人的眼睛。
Therefore he asked God to open the servant's eyes.
这个他的仆人就看到这火车火马。
And the servant saw horses and warriors of God.
这以利沙先知本人，他有没有看见呢？
And did Elisha see this?
圣经没有说。
The Bible did not record.
很有可能以利沙他根本没有看见。
It could be the fact that Elisha did not see anything.
但是他相信跟他同在的是神，跟他同在的。比敌人还要多。
However, he believed that the one is with him is God, and they're more than his enemies.
这种依靠神而心里坚固，这在我们信仰的路上是非常的重要的。
And it is very important for us to rely on God and to be able to stand firm in our faith.
甚至我们已经能够用信心的眼睛看到。我们还没有看见的。
And even to the point that we can see with our spiritual eyes what we cannot see.
我们请看哈巴谷书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk, chapter 3.
这个哈巴谷先知啊，他在这一本书一开始的时候啊，他在质疑着这个神的公义。
In the beginning of this book, this prophet Habakkuk was doubting God's justice.
他在质疑着神是否同在。
He doubted if whether or not God was with them.
但是后来他依靠神，心里坚固了。
However, in the end, he relied on God and was strengthened in faith.
他看到了别人所没有看到的将来。
He was able to see what others cannot see.
好，我们请看第三章的十七节。
Verse 17 of chapter 3.
十七节，虽然无花果树不花旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中结了羊，盆内也没有牛。
17, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
摆在眼前是一片的这种贫乏困难。
In front of his eyes is a land of nothing.
18节。
18.
然而我要因神欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
十九节，主神是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
The sovereign Lord is my strength, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer, he enables me to go on the heights.
眼前是让人觉得非常绝望的。
What's placed before him is very depressing.
但是这个先知说要因为神而来欢心而且喜乐。
However, here he, because of God, rejoiced.
因为他已经看到那个将来的这种丰盛跟神的祝福。
Because he already saw the abundance in the future.
我们常常因为只看到眼前，而我们不能够胜过撒旦的作为。
We often cannot overcome Satan because we can only see what's before us.
所以我们常常被所看见的物质来胜过我们。
Therefore, we're often defeated and overcome by the materials in front of us.
我们常常被眼前的软弱来胜过我们。
And we are overcome by our weaknesses.
我们常常被眼前的害怕困难来胜过我们。
We're overcome by what we are afraid of.
我们要像保罗他们这样子依靠神，心里坚固。
We ought to be like Paul and these saints to be firm in our faith.
为什么保罗能够在耶稣基督里头来夸胜？
And why is Paul able to boast in Christ?
因为他总是往前进，他不灰心，不丧胆。
Because he always move forward and never lose heart.
请看提摩太后书第一章。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章第七节。
Verse 7。
第七节，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
保罗也知道这个提摩太所要遭遇的环境是比保罗还要恶劣。
Paul knew that what Timothy will face is far worse than what he encountered.
但是提摩太他仍然能够在耶稣基督里头来夸胜。
Yes, yet Timothy was able to be victorious in Christ.
那就必须要能够不胆怯、不灰心，继续往前进。
And the key to that is to not lose courage and continue forward.
所以保罗他对提摩太这样勉励。
Therefore, Paul encouraged Timothy.
他说神所赐给我们的不是那个胆怯的心。
That God did not give us a spirit of timidity.
所以无论环境如何，还是要往前进。
Regardless of the circumstance, we need to move forward.
我们再请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章第一节到第四节保罗他已经预先讲到提摩太他所要遇到的困难。
In verses 1 to 4, Paul told Timothy that what he will face.
那保罗 也告诉提摩太，很坦白的告诉他，你的境况会比我更恶劣。
And he boldly told Timothy that your situation will be worse than mine.
但是环境不等于说你就不能够得胜。
However, the environment does not equate to the fact that you cannot overcome.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
我们常常会觉得说，环境既然是这么的不好，那就算了。
We often give up when we're in a bad situation.
但是保罗说，不是的，你还是要做，你还是要往前进。
However, Paul here said that no, that's not not the way it is. You have to still move forward.
如果说就放弃了，那个就被撒旦的作为来胜过我们。
If you give up, then we are overcome.
保罗已经说你讲的没有人要听。
Paul told Timothy that whatever you speak and preach, no one will listen.
人要听他们觉得好听的。
People want to hear what's pleasing to their ears.
人不喜欢听你所讲的纯正的神的救人的福音。
They do not like to hear the justice gospel.
不要以为保罗的意思就是说，那我们就不用，你就不用做了。
And do not mistake Paul's message and say that oh we can just leave everything.
我们要知道，我们不但要救别人，我们也是要救自己。
We understand that not only do we have to save ourselves, we need to also save others.
如何能够救自己
？And how do we save ourselves?
就是靠着神的恩惠，胜过撒旦的作为。
And that is to rely on God and by His work, we can overcome Satan.
所以我们传福音可以有时候没有人接受。
Therefore, when we preach, people may not accept.
但是因为我们传了，我们就救了自己。
However, because we preach, we do it, then we have saved ourselves.
这就是为什么保罗叫提摩太说，大家掩着耳朵根本不听，但是你还是要传。
That is why Paul told Timothy that even though people are covering their ears and do not listen, you still have to preach.
因为我们要胜过的不是人，我们要胜过的是撒旦。
Because what we are to overcome is not people but Satan.
为什么保罗能够在基督里头夸胜？
Why can Paul be victorious in God?
在哥林多后书里头，保罗他也常常提起，在哥林多前后书，保罗常常提起那个将来。永远的盼望。
In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Paul often reminded us the hope in the future.
而保罗本身他也是因为信而有那个活泼的盼望。
And because Paul believed, he had a lively hope.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢
？24. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has?
二十五节，但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
保罗这里所提到的这种盼望啊，是因为信而有的盼望。
The hope that Paul mentions here is derived from faith.
这是永生的盼望。
From believing, and this is everlasting hope.
因为有这个盼望，所以保罗他能够面对着眼前的困难，而且胜过眼前的困难。
And because of this hope, Paul is able to overcome the hardships.Before him.
这种能够让人夸胜得胜的，这是真正的盼望。
And this is something that he can rely on and boast about.
这个不但是保罗所拥有的，这也是今天我们每一个人所拥有的。
Not only does Paul have this hope, we also have the same hope.
主耶稣拣选我们，就是要给我们这个永生的盼望。
God chose us to give us this hope.
所以保罗他不但传福音，而且他也非常看重自己的灵性的长进。
Therefore, not only did Paul preach the gospel, he also placed great emphasis on his spiritual cultivation.
不但保罗，其他的使徒他们也都是这样子，也很看重自己灵性的长进。
Not only Paul, but all the apostles and saints also did the same.
撒旦的作为就是要让我们灵性不长进。
Satan's schemes are to stop us and oppose us from growing in spirit.
但是我们能够在基督里头来夸胜。
However, if we are able to victor in Christ.
虽然我们也常常被传福音或者教会的事工占据我们很多的时间。
Although we are often occupied by church work.
我们也常常花很多力量在做这些侍奉的工作。
And we may have spent a lot of time doing this work in church.
但是因为有这个活泼的盼望，所以我们也不忽略我们的灵修生活。
But because we have this lively hope, we cannot neglect our spiritual life.
我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
这里所说的这个盼望呢，就是将来主耶稣再来的时候，我们要跟主耶稣一样。
The hope here is that in the future when Jesus comes again, we will be like him.
那因为有这个，约翰说，因为有这样的一个指望所以我们也努力的来洁净自己。
And John said that because of this hope, we need to purify ourselves.
这个洁净自己就是一种灵性的追求。灵性的长进。
That is to say that we need to strive forward in our spirituality.
这就是一种在基督里头的夸胜。
And this is a victor in Christ Jesus.
这个撒旦要让我们灵性很低落。
Satan wants to defeat our faith.
真的，有时候我们很忙，但是好像做很多事情，但是我们的灵性是很低落的。
Perhaps we may do a lot of church work, but our faith can be at a very low point.
那我们主耶稣给我们的应许是我们在基督里头夸胜。
And the promise that Jesus gave us is to be victory in Christ Jesus.
我们不但努力的在做圣工，我们的灵性也是不断的在长进。
Not only do we have to constantly do work in church, we also need to grow spiritually.
总之，我们胜过撒旦的诡计，撒旦的作为。
And that is how we can overcome Satan's schemes.
请看，最后看哥林多后书第二章。
Please lastly turn to Second Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能？当得起呢？
Verse 16, to the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life, and who is equal to such a task?
这里说这个事情谁能当得起呢？
Here it says, who is equal to such a task?
我们不但带给人神的恩典，神的审判。
Not only do we bring to people God's grace and His justice.
而且我们还拥有在基督里头的夸胜。
We also have the victory in Christ.
这个胜过撒旦的诡计跟作为。
To overcome Satan and his doings.
凭着我们为什么能够这样子？
And how can we achieve this?
这个是很难让人去想象得到的。
It is something that as human beings we cannot imagine.
因为我们大多数的人，我们都是非常的平凡的。
Because we are just ordinary people.
最后，因为这是主耶稣拣选了我们，这是主耶稣给我们的怜悯跟恩惠。
But because we have been chosen by God and God has given us this grace.
我们只能够像保罗这里所说的，这个事情谁能当得起呢？
And we can only be like what Paul mentions here, who is equal to such a task.
让我们更加的感谢赞美主耶稣的恩惠。
Let us furthermore, even more, praise God for His grace.
唱诗176首。
Sing Hymn 176.
我和我坚如 是燃烧着苦苦，我依靠主常常有生命，我依靠主常常有生命，生命，我依靠主常常有生命，得胜能主常看顾，时刻伸手在付出，我依靠主常常有生命。虽然迷茫和怀疑如同阴雾在交缠，我依靠主常常有生命。时时祈祷读圣经，我主旨意救人民，我依靠主常常有生命。我依靠主常常有生命，生命，我依靠主常常有生命，得胜能主常看顾，时刻伸手在扶助，我依靠主常常有生命。沿路荆棘生难行，回到正面路永平，我依靠主常常有生命。等到得胜回天父，与主耶稣同居住，我依靠主常常有生命。我依靠主常常有生命，生命，生命，我依靠主常常有生命。得胜能主常看顾，伸手在扶助，我依靠主常常有生命。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
We're about to kneel down and pray.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们在凡事上都能够来谢恩。
We ask God to help us so that we can give thanks always.
求主耶稣继续赐给我们信心来信靠他，让我们心里能够坚固。
And to continue to give us faith so that we can stand firm in Him.
求主耶稣继续赐给我们勇敢的心，让我们在信仰的道路上不灰心不丧胆。
And to give us a heart of courage so that we will not lose courage in this journey of faith.
也求主耶稣继续保守我们在他所赐给我们的这个活泼的盼望里头。
And to help us to live in this eternal life, hope of life.
一个基督徒在信仰的道路上面能够过着得胜的生活，这个谁能担得起呢？
Who can live a life of victory in Christ Jesus?
因为主耶稣的恩惠，所以我们就能够做得到。
Because of His grace, we can do it.
我们现在一起祷告。
Please pray.